Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program with the folks who go at it every single day, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. There's an old adage that simply states, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Just seems like the past several years, our food producers have dealt with just about every form of adversity we can think of. Then along comes COVID-19, and the whole world changed overnight, adding one more item to the list of food production problems. I expect there's not a listener who doesn't know about social distancing, stay home if you're sick, wash your hands, and all the rest. You also know I'm certain that this particular virus is a bad one, especially in how rapidly it can spread, and sadly, this disease can also strike our farm and ranch family. I'm not going any deeper into the various preventative measures, but an area of concern which I'd not thought of prior to a release from South Dakota Corn and the National Corn Growers is how would the folks who live on the land deal with an outbreak of the virus should it strike the home place. Keep in mind, I don't intend this to be a lecture, but more like a discussion, because according to a recent survey of farmers, 70% have no formal backup plan should a key member of the family operation become ill with COVID-19. There's some basics you can and probably should do to prepare. Schedule a brainstorming meeting with all the family and employees involved in the operation to discuss possible scenarios and solutions to possible disruptions during the planting and subsequent field work. Following that, you're strongly encouraged to develop a written contingency plan. Make certain everyone involved has a copy. A part of that list may well include the basic sanitation and other methods of prevention. Perhaps you might even sit down with a neighbor to discuss the possibility of sharing resources in an emergency. I understand the vast majority of our farm and ranch operations have minimal employees and or seasonal help, but if we consider how the loss of just one of those people would impact your operation, having a plan is going to go a long way. Hey, you can visit ncga.com, again ncga.com, for a complete review of how best to prepare. Hang in, be safe, and thanks a bunch for all that you do.